Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
The crowds quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink." The words of our Lord, which we heard so beautifully proclaimed, the gospel for this solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. A solemnity which we here at the Abbey are able to celebrate today as our conventual Mass on the traditional date. Our two later Masses on Sunday will also be the text for this solemnity. The crowds quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" We are almost at the midpoint of the three-year period set by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops as a time of revival of belief in the Holy Eucharist. This three-year period will culminate next year in the celebration of a Eucharistic Congress, a celebration which has not been seen now for many years in our country. And the overriding reasons for this period and that Eucharistic Congress can be found in the results of a 2019 Pew Research study, a study which indicated only about one-third of all the faithful who attend Mass every Sunday, only a third truly believe that Christ becomes present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the form of bread and wine at the sacrifice of the Mass. So imagine that 69% while attending Mass do not truly believe that Christ becomes present in the form of bread and wine at the sacrifice of the Mass. A transformation that we were taught is best expressed by the word transubstantiation. The context of this alarming situation, I think, has to be seen in some other numbers from another poll. 50 years ago, nearly 60% of American Catholics attended Mass weekly. But by 2019, the last pre-pandemic year, the figure had dropped to little more than 20%. And the numbers for Western Europe are even worse than that. Ireland, Sunday attendance is in the teens. We hope and pray that with the end of the pandemic, these numbers, at least in our country, have gone up. Now, you might say that's a pretty depressing thought to celebrate the solemnity of Christ's body and blood. But I bring it up because today's gospel seems to speak of this situation in the timeless words of our Lord and the reaction of the crowds. They begin to quarrel among themselves. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And while the reaction of the crowds of Jesus' day are probably rooted in the hardness of heart up against which our Lord came face to face frequently, today's problem, I think, is rooted in, among other things, the catechetical situation of the last 60 years or so. So it is no surprise then that the bishops of our country have decided on 5 goals that are to be met during this 3-year period. And the first 2 are formulated in the following way: to foster encounters with Jesus through proclamation and experiences of Eucharistic devotion, to contemplate and proclaim the doctrine of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist through the truth of the Church's teaching, the beauty of the Church's worship, and the goodness of a life of service. So what are we to do? This day, at this Holy Mass, we might thank the Lord for this wonderful gift at the heart of this Mass and every Mass. Then we might pray especially for family and loved ones and the many of the 2/3 who had and lost or never heard of the doctrine of the real presence in the Eucharist. For us today, we might consider returning to the Abbey Church this afternoon. We will have our usual Vespers at the beginning of 5 p.m., followed by a Eucharistic procession, the participation in which we might offer prayer to the Lord for a return to the traditional church teaching of the Church by all those faithful who have lost sight of it or who have never been instructed in it. And finally, pray that all of us, and we in particular in the sanctuary, in the words of the preface for today, always give that witness to the truth of Christ's real presence in word and in work, enlightened by one faith and united by one bond of charity.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.